Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gutter on a rain-soaked Monday morning in Liverpool, where still we wait. We endlessly wait for the arrival of Alexander Isak. I'm not going to pretend we're going to talk about other footballers. Well, we will. We will talk about other footballers, but we are not going to not start talking about Alexander Isak again and again and again. I'm joined today, Kent Riley. There was once a Kent Riley who did Anfield Rap shows, but this isn't Kent Riley. This is Kev Riley, who's making his Gutter debut with me. He's done Jarg Gutters before where I haven't been on. They didn't win awards, those Gutters, Kev.
Canon if you're not on, are they?
Exactly. It's like the Seinfelds after Larry stopped writing them. Something like that. Adam Smith's back in the room. It's been a long time, Adam.
It has.
When was it? The summer of?
1974, maybe. It's been a while.
We were younger men.
Yeah.
You weren't even born.
No.
And Neil Atkinson definitely wasn't born then. But Neil and I have been talking about Alexander Isak endlessly on show. So I said to him before we came on, Neil, we can't talk with each other about Alexander Isak. I'm not going to talk to you about Alexander Isak. I'll talk to you about defenders, maybe. I will talk to him. Anyway, should we start somewhere? There is some sort of, Kev, breaking on this one, in as much as there was news last night, I think bled into this morning, where Eddie Howe decided to get a bit more forthright on the subject than he has. He's been quite conciliatory, quite mournful at times, expressing laments and hope that he might get his player back. But when it was put to him yesterday, I think it was in Seoul still, before they flew back, hey, your boy's coming back. Are you expecting him in training? These were his words. I'm sure you've read them, but for the listeners who maybe haven't, he said, shall I do an accent? Is he a Cockney? You have to earn the right to train with us. He's not a Cockney, is he? But let's pretend he's. We are Newcastle United. The player has a responsibility to be part of a team and part of a squad. You have to act in the right way. No player can expect to act poorly and train with a group as normal, Kev. So that's how he put it across in a roundabout way. Maybe slightly different accent. But yeah. What did you make of those words?